Thank you for that introduction. This is Micah Bornstein sitting in for John Kane for another edition of Eye on the Arts. And joining me today is Laura Fosberg, the Director of Exhibitions from the Lebesnik Center for the Arts. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and it's so exciting to talk to somebody from an institution that I really sort of love to see what they're doing, and somebody with whom I haven't had an opportunity to actually chat with at that institution. So I don't want to take up all the time just telling you how much I like what the Lebesnik Center does. I want to make sure you have time, to talk about what the Lebesnik Center does. So I'm handing it over to you to give us a little bit of info.
That's great. I so appreciate it. So my name is Laura Fosberg. I'm the Director of Exhibitions, which means I curate the shows. So I really want to talk about the shows. The Lebesnik Center does so many things. We have so much outreach into the community through education and adult learning programs, et cetera. So if you want classes, we have so much virtual classes right now. We have things for kids, things for adults. So the Lebesnik Center is awesome at all of that, but it also has a world-class exhibition galleries that are really incredible. And right now we have a show up called Fake Real.
And that's up now, right?
It's up right now. It ends January 9th, so it's coming down soon. We're open every day, 7 days a week. I mean, 6 days a week, closed on Tuesdays, free every day.
Why should people come see Fake Real? What is it that you think they need to see?
I think you want to, because Fake Real is really considering the current environment regarding fact and fiction and how difficult that can be to figure out and how difficult it can be to ascertain the truth. And I really did not want this show to be political, even though that's exactly what your mind goes to when we talk about these ideas. So the show is uplifting, and it's really fun and has a great sense of humor, but all the artists in the show are very much talking about their own ideas of what's real and what's fake, and how it's very much about how we present ourselves in a way that seems like really exceptional, and that everything is fine through our social media, et cetera.
Yeah, so can you, can you give me, as like say a viewer who maybe isn't sort of used to these kinds of conversations in contemporary art, can you just like pick one piece that kind of illustrates exactly what you're describing?
Yeah, I think so. I think I can talk about Cindy Bernhard. She's a Chicago artist. She does these really super bright, great, colorful, incredibly painted paintings with lots of bling on them. And they're really shiny and crazy. And lots of them are interior shots of a space. And the space looks like a space you want to be in. You're like, wow, this person is really cool. Their house is so stylish. You know, the colors are so amazing. Look at that beautiful plant. But then the painting is also off kilter. Like there's something wrong about the space that you don't really notice right away. And then after you investigate more, there is something seriously wrong. And, you know, the work is really about a lot of ideas, but a lot about how we present ourselves in sort of a fake way. So they're really fun paintings to look at.
And yeah, I always love those ideas about, like, how first reads give you one impression, but then close examination gives you another, and like how that idea, what you're talking about with Fake Real, like how close examination is sort of necessary in the environment that we're in right now. Laura, we're moving towards the end, and I just want to make sure that we talk real quick about the next show and when it opens, and maybe it's just something it's about.
The next show, so exciting. It opens on January 30th. The reception is on February 5th, which we always have receptions on First Friday. That's from 3 to 7 p.m. Check our website so you can register to come see everything. This show is called Lost in Looking, and it's very much about artists searching their memories and their past for meaning and searching our collective memories for meaning. And We have incredible artists in the show. Gertrude Abercrombie, who is a famous artist from Chicago. Theaster Gates, we have a great piece of his. And then Amy Hanschel and Kelly Kristen Jones, Bobby Meyer, Robin O'Neill. And really a two special, Labor Camp, which does these incredible posters during COVID. And then local heroes, Susan Cohen Lang and Richard Lang, who are the late Susan Cohen Lang, I should say. We get to see their paintings, his paintings and her sculptures together.
Well,
really exciting for us.
I cannot wait to see the show, and I encourage everybody to go check out the website because that's a lot of fantastic content in one space at one time. Laura,
yeah, and we have a brand new website, so please do have a look.
Well, thanks for getting that in right there. That's important. So, Laura, thanks for joining us for another edition of Eye on the Arts. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This was Micah Bornstein sitting in for John Kane for Eye on the Arts, and I hope that you can join us next time.